Right, we move now item four. This is looking at temporary government land allocation for the Marine Police headquarters. And I think we're going to, this presentation will be in Cantonese. This briefing will be in Cantonese. Right, thank you. Just trying to find my... There you go, sure. Yeah, sure. Good morning and welcome. Good morning. I believe we have Mr. Fung from the Hong Kong Police Force, Miss Ong, and we have from the Lands Department Joanna Leung. Who's going to lead us on this item? Mr. Fung, are you going to present the paper? Please, and please use Cantonese, no problem.
Sorry?
Please use Cantonese if you're more comfortable.
Okay.
No problem.
Luckily...
Change the channel, no problem.
Thank you, Chairman. Good morning, everybody. Luckily, with 27 years in the force, I use English regularly. So I hope that
You put us to shame.
Not really. I really wish that I can explain our proposal to you clearly in English. But the proposal which we have been tabled is quite simple and straightforward. In fact, I have to make ourselves clear that the force support the policy and of opening the Harbour Front, and we are open to any options that we can enhance or can assist the project. In fact, without going into very detail of the paper, the basic rationale that we wish to extend the existing temporary government land allocation agreement is because we need time, firstly, to look at alternative options so that we can relocate our facilities at the east and west pier at Sai Wan Ho. And one particular point I would like to raise, as you can see, the temporary government land allocation is just between the permanent allocation of our two piers and the permanent marine operational areas. So, if we do not have this piece of land allocated to us, we just separate our operational area and the piers into two pieces. I think you all understand it from the PowerPoint. And our basic role as marine police locating there is just to provide an effective policing service to the Victoria Harbour, if you like. And also, we must be cost-effective. I think for office reasons, if our policing facility is not next to the area we are going to provide policing service, it is not cost-effective at all. Having said that, and with my introduction, I think you notice that we have been looking at various options to relocate the police headquarters at the East Pier and also the Marine Harbour Division at the West Pier. In fact, although we reject the site at Ma Liu Sui, but we are now fight very vigorously to have the site at Chong Fu Road at Chai Wan. If you look at Annex 2, which is a site, I understand it is also a site next to the waterfront. But we are looking at the possible weight of making it feasible to us and also not that obstructive to the project. In fact, we have done some preliminary research and studies on the site. Marine Department already commented that the site may cause obstruction to the entrance of the typhoon shelter or the cargo handling area at Chai Wan. So we are still looking at other options to overcome the problem, because as a marine police, we need pier facilities to berth our boats and also to give support to our frontline people. So the purpose we are coming up here is to answer any questions and queries from the board that why we need that 4 years extension. And I think for obvious reason, we need time to look at alternatives. And I think within the government, we need time to relocate our base if we find a suitable location. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Fong. Thank you. Any questions, members? Mr. Fong? Paul?
Can I ask, Mr. Fong, have you received from the Harbourfront Commission any requests? We've discussed this site before with a previous renewal of the extension. There was a discussion at the Harbourfront Commission, the Harbour Enhancement Commission, I think it was in the FinCEN committee. And we had a couple of questions for government, which I hope have been transferred to you and you could respond to, which is, what are all the sites you have along the waterfront in Victoria Harbour? We know they have several facilities. Some of them are temporary, like the one in, Hung Hom? That looks to be not an entirely permanent facility either. What are your total requirements? Would you consider Junk Bay as part of an operating area? Which sites have been reviewed? Have you been allocated options in KaiTech? Those are the kind of questions we've put forward. I haven't seen any answers on that at that time, and the Harbour Enhancement Committee was closed up. And I'm afraid somehow that it probably got stuck between the committee and the police. So I would be interested in it. I think in general I support that the Marine Police has proper facilities where they need them. And I think to chase the Marine Police away and leave them in temporary facilities is an indication that things are not doing well in terms of how we're planning our waterfront. I think that the Marine Police has to be provided with adequate and appropriate facilities throughout and wherever they need them, and we have to find out exactly what they need and so we can help them. I can see that the entrance of the Taiwan typhoon shelter, there's not a cargo working area, is the wrong location if you need water frontage with piers to moor boats there right at the entrance. It's a ridiculous location. And whoever has proposed that doesn't even understand the police. So it should not even have been proposed. So to me, it's an indication that the system of managing our waterfront chairman is just not working, and we need a very clear indication for that. I'm glad we now have a meeting with the Marine Police. Very clear indication what they really need in the entire Victoria Harbour, what they need in total frontage, how much water they need for moorings and berthings and storage and so on, what road access they need, security they need, and that we can actually then give them proper support and if necessary provide space in KaiTech or other places that are currently not developed. But they need proper facilities.
Thank you. Any other points people want to make? Mr. Fung, could I just echo what Mr. Zimmerman said? I mean, very supportive, obviously supportive, want to help. I mean, please don't misunderstand. I just sense that this isn't necessarily the right location for the sort of facility you're talking about. But have you done some overall studies as to your requirements in the harbour and... could that be made available? Could we perhaps discuss that with you at some stage? Not necessarily today, but so we can help you, if you like, in rationalising and coming up with the optimum solution.
Thank you for the comments. Thank you, Chairman. Thank you for the report. I really appreciate the support. I'm sorry, from
Paul.
From Paul. Yeah. In fact, for my introduction, I have iterated that we are open. We are open. As long as our facility is somewhere we can provide effective police services to the public within the Victoria Harbour or close to the Victoria Harbour, and we are happy to move with all these facilities. So, as Paul mentioned about Hung Hom, we have some facilities there. Which is, honestly, it is not under Marine Police, but is one of the police facilities within Victoria Harbour. And we can look at it in a separate issue. And also, KaiTech Junk Bay, they are good locations, if you can offer a good site to us. We are happy to accept that. But honestly, it is out of our control. Which site can be allocated to us? And I do not have all this information in hand.
Okay.
I think planning department may be able to give us some lights on that. And in fact, we have been approached by the Harvard Fund Commission, I think, and we have provided answers on all these facilities within Victoria Harbour near the waterfront, whether we need them or whether we can reallocate them. If you need the report from us, we can provide it to the board at a later stage.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, what I suggest we do, members, there's two issues here, if you like. One is obviously this issue of the 4-year extension, which clearly the police need if they're going to continue to undertake their duties, and my suggestion is we should approve that, obviously. And then the second issue, which I think we ought to address not today, but at a future meeting of the Land Water Task Force, is looking at the overall helping you review your overall requirement. If you could submit to us the work you've done, then we can discuss it with you. You can come and brief us on it, and we can talk about how we might facilitate the way forward. So a two-pronged attack. Deal with the immediate situation today, and then have a further dialogue with you in due course on the overall, because what we want to do as a commission is look at things holistically. You know, tendency has been to look at things in a rather piecemeal way, and I'm sure you like to look at things holistically as well, and we'd like to look at things holistically with you in terms of your overall requirement in the harbour. So, Paul.
On the temporary use, I've walked around the site. I don't have any problem with supporting an extension. However, I think that there are improvements that can be made to the site. Currently, I think the interface between your site and a active waterfront is not very nice. I think that the way you use the perimeter of your site, I think the entrance, the pavement there is quite narrow. I think you could set back the boundaries somewhat, and I think we can have, and especially if I look on the west end of your site, it's quite ugly what goes on there. It looks like a storage area, and there's some car parking, and there's some temporary sheds, and you know, if we want to make this area a beautiful area, we like to look at beautiful things, and it doesn't look it's not very beautiful to look at right now. You're at the west end of your site, so. If, you know, on the condition that we can work with the police of coming up with improvements to the site, and that they make that commitment, that they make better, that they take into account the potential blight, then and address it, and are willing to address it, I'm happy to support it.
Any other comments, members? Mr. Fong, I think if you can enhance the boundaries and the visual aspects of the site, particularly if we're going to be there for another 4 years, I think that would be a valuable contribution.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Paul. Yes, I understand that because of the facilities Paul mentioned are all on the temporary agreement. So that's why we do not put something permanent there. But I accept the point. They are not so good looking. I don't like that as well.
Okay.
But honestly, as I said, I support the policy. If we are not going to be relocated in near future, I mean within these 4 years, we can go back and look at how to improve the outlook, the appearance of those sheds or car parking spaces. Of course, I have to ask my boss to give me some money to do it. not from you. And it's feasible. It's feasible. And we can go back to look at it.
Fine. I think if you could take that message back, that would be appreciated. Thank you. Please, Andy. Sorry. Yeah.
Just one thing. Actually, 4 years is not that long. Actually, if we all consider the possibility to relocate the facility elsewhere, I think, 4 years, very tight. I think we need to really look at how we're going to consider this sort of feasibility. I think the Commission owe a duty to maintain this sort of essential operation, water-based operation facilities within the harbour. But I think we cannot just expect the relevant department to just disappear in 4 years' time. I think we need to work out some sort of program to make sure that it will work towards the sort of program that whether the feasibility can be worked out within maybe next 6 months or a year at most. Thank you.
Mm. Well, that's why I'm keen to have a second session, if you like, looking at the situation in the round. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
yes, I'd agree with Andy. Okay. I mean, I think 4 years is a very short time, really. Two things. I mean, of course, with relocation, we get a bonus of two new peers that we can do very interesting things with, smack in the middle of a very busy visitor area. The use at the moment, you know, does completely prohibit access around there, and I do wonder if there is some way of getting pedestrian access around the top path, obviously not along the waterfront, which must be completely cut off, but around the northern edge and the eastern edge as part of the proposal. I'm not altogether sure what the hatched line is on the plan. Is that something that's operational area?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's very difficult, I think, in reality. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
K-Y? In reality, it would be very difficult, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
KY, sorry?
I just want to echo on Andy and Peter. In view of that 4 years, not that much. I would suggest now, on the table today, we have this overview of harbour plan enhancement by action areas. I would suggest either through this or similar mechanism, on the periodical basis, the progress of site searching should be reported to this commission,
yeah,
whether this task force or any other task force that may reform on land or water interface. Thanks.
Yeah, I agree. Agreed. Anything else members want to raise? Please.
Thank you, Chairman. As the District Planning Officer for Hong Kong Island, obviously I would very much like to that the police facilities could be relocated and the waterfront could be opened up. And actually, Planning Department has been working very closely with the police to identify the possible relocation site. And we have done a territorial site search. And as Mr. Fong just mentioned at the very beginning of his presentation, we have actually looked into a detail of a possible relocation to the Maloshoid base that the police is having. But after thorough study, we spent some time on that, and after thorough studies, it was found that it's not feasible. And so we suggest the, although I I heard Paul's remarks about whoever who has proposed this size is not quite sensible. but actually, there are not a lot of sites within Victoria Harbour that is readily available. I want to have a quick solution for the relocation proposal. So we have suggested police to explore the site at Chong Fu Road, and I understand that the police is still looking into the possibility on whether the difficulties could be overcome, such as the conflict with the marine cargo working basins and so on.
Okay.
So I think we could obviously submit sort of a certain progress report from time to time to the commission or to the task force on this matter. But I hope members would appreciate that I think for each site where you look into, we need to spend some time to see whether it's actually...
That's understood, but I think we need to look at things in the round. Again, we're cherry picking a bit, and I think we need to look at things in the round holistically. Sorry, Paul, quickly.
Well, there is another option that is to turn us into a permanent police feature. I mean, we don't have to keep this temporary. This could be permanently allocated to police. I mean, it's a perfect site. Got two piers. It's in a good location. They're already operating there. It is in nobody's way. It is a massive tower with a PTR on top of it that we can all walk around. Has already been done in the study. Why don't we give it permanently and make it look good? I mean, there are that solution is there too. I don't see why we should leave this on a temporary situation. Why do prolong the pain? If there's no alternative site, this is perfect location. There's shelter. They can keep the boats between the two piers. They don't get washed around. We can't create two piers like that anywhere in the Victoria Harbour that easily. We have to do an overriding test. Here, we already got here. Leave them here. Give it to them permanently and resolve the problem. I mean, I'm seeing they're shaking their head. These guys would be happy as hell. And then we can proper design.
That's one option. But again, we're not looking at things in the round. We're Sure. Yeah, let's look at all the options. Yeah. Please.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please.
I think obviously we can't build any more pier within the Victoria Harbour. And that's why we have been looking outside of Victoria Harbour and Chai Wan is outside. I think it's at the end of the day, if we can't really find another alternative site that is suitable for police operation, we might end up staying here. But I think we have a duty to look thoroughly into the possibility.
Okay. All options, yes. Yeah. All right, members. Mr. Fong, thank you. I think you've got your 4 years. So far as this commission is concerned, anyway. But take message home about trying to enhance visual appearance, if you would.
Yeah. I'd love to.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Wow, you've all been very good. We even managed to contain Mr. Zimmerman. Wow, I can say that. I can get away with that.